Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, Kennedy.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm well. How about you?
I'm living the dream.
Long time no see. First time, long time.
First time, long time.
Annie?
Greetings.
Hello. And I believe producer Dan is making his way in right now.
Yo.
There he is. All right. Welcome to the Unfiltered After Show. We each bring a topic. Nobody else knows on the show what the topic is going to be. And then we discuss. It could be deeply personal or it could be really just superficial. And I would love it if you would leave us a review, please. A 5-star review really helps.
Yeah.
And we are almost to 50. You know, it is my goal to get to 100.
Yes.
And I looked last night, and we are on the precipice of 50 reviews.
Let's go.
We added almost 10 reviews in a week.
That's awesome. Glad to see it.
Thank you. I know there are a lot of you that are listening to the podcast, and if at the end of it you could leave us a review, that would help us out. Thank
you. Even if it just says, these guys are all right.
Right. And 5 stars, please. Five stars. Looking for the 5-star reviews.
Me.
Yeah.
Me.
Kennedy, as always, you're up first. What you got?
Queso.
Queso. Love it. All-time favorite dip.
Didn't mean to say that, but wow. Yes, now I'm craving cheese. So one of the guys I used to date, his daughter is currently hiking the Pacific Coast Trail.
Yes.
Which, if you ever saw the movie Wild, that's what she did.
Mm-hmm.
It goes like
I have to
all
read
the way
book.
Up California through Oregon into Washington.
Like the West Coast Appalachian Trail?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I've sort of been following along with her. She's been out there for 35 days, 36 days, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, when I, you know, just wanting to hike, you know, the 4,000 footers and like the whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I read a whole bunch of books about it when I was camping and I thought, so anyway, what's the one thing you totally want to do in life, but you know good and well that you're never going to?
Mm.
Mine would be hike the Appalachian Mountain Trail, because I think that would be so cool to do it. You know, I would need months to do it.
It's dangerous, too.
I always very wonder, dangerous. What do these people do
it
for
isn't,
work
it isn't.
That they can just be out for two
I
months
know.
Doing whatever
well, so
they want?
Well, so a lot of people, there's a lot of different ways people do it. But yeah, so a lot of people maybe are retired or they've got some furlough from work or they do it in piecemeal. They don't do it all at once.
Right.
So there's lots of ways to do it. But
I've read a lot about the guys that live on the trail. There's a lot of great stories out there about those people that do that. And it is, and I don't mean guys, when I say guys, I mean men and women that live on the trail all year round. That's all they do is hike up and down that trail.
Mm-hmm.
It is a whole subset of people that
it
is unbelievable.
So, and there's very varying levels of such and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, I've been reading books about families who did it with like a toddler. And I'm not lying. They just finished one with a toddler because it's quarantine. So what else are you going to do but hike? So I know full well. Like I think to myself, I want to retire one day. First of all, that's hilarious. And secondly, I'll never do that. So what is the thing that you would love to do, but you know good and well you never will?
Race a car in a NASCAR race. To drive in the Daytona 500 at 220 miles an hour.
Have you ever gotten to drive a car? Have you ever done one of those, like the Richard Petty experience?
No, I don't think
I
have.
My dad did that once, and he said it was awesome.
I've done those pretty aggressive, like, go-karts that'll go 70 miles an hour. And those pull on you pretty, you know, there's a lot of G-force in that. But that to me would just be the epitome of cool that I know I'll never get to do.
Hypothetically speaking, I would love to be that kind of person that could just sail the Greek islands, like live on a ship for 6 months and just see and live that lifestyle. I can't do that. I'm such a busybody. I don't do well with idle time, and I know I would lose it. But I would love to just be able to do that, to not...
There will come a day, I think, when you can go on ahead and be that idle time. You
I
know
hope
what I
so.
Mean?
I really
hope
do.
You can settle into that.
I'm really trying.
So here's what I'll say.
You
if you're
have
the one
in a rush right now.
If you're the one sailing the ship, you won't have idle time.
Mm. Right.
So you just have to own your own little
That's
sailboat.
True too.
And you'll be, believe me, you will be busy enough.
It's true.
Keeping the boat afloat.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to learn how to sail a boat first.
Because then you have to park it and track it in places. And
well, no, sailboats are easy, though. Sailboats are easy because you just have a really small motor. It's very easy to
park it and stuff.
All that stuff is simple. Yeah.
But yeah, like learning how to pull the sails up and clean the boat every day and all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah, I would love to be able to just to see that part of the world from the ocean. Oh, it would just be my dream.
I wish I could.
Annie, which way is starboard?
Okay, I remember playing this when we were in rec as a kid. Port starboard?
No.
No, exactly opposite.
She pointed front and back for port and starboard.
What is it? This side?
Port is left, starboard is right.
Okay, then that makes sense.
All right.
I had it some way.
Bow in the stern.
Just read a book before you sail across the world.
Yeah, I'm going to try. Bow, not across stern. The world, just along.
They have sailing classes in the harbor, like every day.
They do.
Yeah. You know what they call a toilet on a boat?
Nope.
The head.
Oh, why?
I don't know.
You know, I looked up all of this stuff when I did that whale watching tour, why things were named certain ways, and I've forgotten all of it. Yeah. But in any event.
We lived on a boat when I was in sixth or seventh grade. It's wild.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It was an old beat up boat. Anyway.
Two things immediately spring to mind. I wanted to be run with the bulls in Pamplona.
Oh.
That would be awesome, but I'll probably never do that. I'm not very fast. I'd be bull meat.
Yeah, but you'd be awesome.
I'd just be at the front.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're going to be faster than everyone. You're going to be faster than that guy behind you.
I'd push you. Come on, Nick.
And the second thing is I always dreamed about being one of those people like who they have like this high-stress job that they're doing 60 hours a week. And then they just move to the Caribbean and like scoop ice cream and live on a beach. Mm-hmm.
Bait shop. I've often said bait shop. Mm. Yep, I hear you.
I've read so many articles about like Wall Street people who were making six figures in New York and then just said, screw it.
The question is, are they still there? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like you got to do the follow up because, you know, they get there and they're like, nope.
So funny story, Dan. I know a guy that does this. He's a friend of a friend of ours and he was a Wall Street guy, cashed out with all of his money. And so he spends the summers on Nantucket with his wife, and then they live down in like the Vero Beach area of Florida during the winter. And he just fishes and does a little work just because he likes to.
Right.
He doesn't
like imagine
have
to, like just being like, I want to work today. You know what I mean? I want to pick up a side job today. I don't have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
It's a good life.
He's grown the big beard and everything, just like completely checked out.
It's a dream.
Yep, that is it. All right, I want to talk, since we, obviously we talked about the puppy yesterday on the podcast, we made the announcement on the show this morning, so I want to talk about the first puppies you ever had, the first dogs you ever had, the animals you ever had. Do you remember, like, your first dog or some of the dogs that you had and what their names were, Kennedy?
Yep, we had Laza Opso, her name was Muffin, and we got her when I was very young. I remember her being at my 10th birthday party. And I remember my mom had gotten Taco Bell for the birthday party.
Oh, that's amazing.
We were just rolling in it. And then they left it in the kitchen, and Muffin got one.
Oh.
And my dad got really mad about it.
Hmm. And remember what happened to Laverne and Shirley?
Because that's the way they want you to do it.
Right.
They're just good. But I was in the eighth grade when we had Laverne and Shirley. Like, how do I not remember what happened?
It out.
Where are Laverne and Shirley?
In heaven.
Yeah.
Are they?
They crossed the Rainbow Bridge a long time ago.
But we didn't have them that long.
Carson, you're kind of old.
50-something years old.
Oh, I got to text my mom right now. What happened to Laverne and Shirley?
She's going to be like, what?
She's going to tell you exactly what happened to Laverne and Shirley, and I don't think you need that information. Why don't
you
just let it be?
Do you think they died, or did she gave them away?
Either way, it doesn't matter. They're dead now.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah, they're not alive now. They're
no, but I mean, what happened back then? But
I don't know.
Why do you need to know?
Do you remember what happened around the time? Was she getting a divorce? Were they your dogs, or were they someone else's dogs?
Well, it was my childhood. Yes, there was a
divorce. Did you move?
Yeah.
Like, was it his dogs or her dogs?
No, they were.
I'm Laverne asking
and
around
Shirley
the time
were,
of Laverne and Shirley.
Laverne and Shirley were our dogs.
Our dogs.
She was dating a guy named Steve. I remember that. We were living in Kissimmee, Florida.
And then where'd you go after Kissimmee?
Kissimmee, I think we moved back to the Daytona Beach area.
And were Laverne and Shirley with you in Daytona Beach?
That's what
happened. You guys had to move, and the new apartment didn't take dogs, and that was that.
Bingo.
If I know Carol like I know Carol.
Well, where did they go?
To a nice family.
Yes.
To a nice family down the street.
That had a yard.
To a nice farm.
I love that you're talking to him like he's nine still.
Because that's what I'm like reverting to my nine-year-old self at this moment.
Well, if he answers me like a nine-year-old, I'm going to talk to him like a nine-year-old.
Whatever happened to Laverne and Shirley, the dogs. Okay, I'm texting my mom right now. How about you, Annie?
I rescued my dog, Rudy. I was in the third grade. And me, my brother, and my sister all talked to my parents about getting a dog. But I think I'm the most
Persuasive.
Thank you. And
loudest.
Very loud. Very loud. And my dad and I went to the Pound in Quincy. And my mom said, whatever you do, do not come back with a dog. And she looked at my dad and said, Tom, I'm dead serious. Don't let this kid convince you to get a dog. And so we walked into the Pound. Rudy came up to me and sat and just stared at me with these big, beautiful brown eyes. And I said, Dad, that's our dog. And we came home with him. He was the best dog in the entire world. He slept with me every single night. Oh. He was so smart. I swear he looked like me. I don't know what he was. He was a mutt of everything. He was a beagle, a Springer Spaniel, it's like 10 different things.
They're all a bit of a cornucopia of DNA,
I wish that like the doggy DNA tests were out.
Those are hilarious.
Because I'd love to see, but...
They do that, actually?
Well, yeah, we did one on my dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes you need to know if they're going to be propensity towards something or other, and sometimes it just...
16. I always wanted one when I was a kid. My dad always said no. My mom always had dogs growing up. My dad's not an animal person. And then this is going to get dark for a second and then come back up.
So all right, let's go.
My dad got in a real serious accident when I was 16, and he was in the hospital for months and months.
Oh, my.
But getting rehab, it was like a year-long process. So right after he got hurt and he was in the rehab, my mother went and got a dog.
Because he was...
Well, she was alone at home? She needed help?
Yeah, he was in a rehabilitation
And he couldn't
center.
Say no.
No, that's what... And then we brought the dog to him one day.
I love Nancy Breslin.
He was like, seriously, Nancy? I break half my body and you come in with a dog?
Well played, Nancy. Sounds like something Lana would do.
Yeah, I found him on Pet Finder. We got him from Tennessee. He was a little puppy on the side of the road in a box.
All the dogs come from Tennessee. I don't know what it is with Tennessee.
They're not doing something right down there. Mm-mm. He was the runt of his litter. I named him JD for just dog.
That's the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's one of my finest achievements.
JD, just dog.
We had him for 12 years. He was the best animal in the history of animals. He passed away. I cried. It was the last time I cried, I think, a couple years ago.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, and then we waited like a year, and my mother was like, because my mother's older now, and she's like, I'm not getting another dog. I want to travel the world. You can't do that with a dog because I want to leave him at home. I'd feel terrible. And then a year passed, and she was like, Bill, we should probably get another dog.
I love her. Biggest dog possible. So.
Hey, Bill, could you go get another accident, please?
And then we got Bo, who was an absolute feral animal when we got him, who had never been inside a house before. He was outside the whole year of his life. And now he's awesome.
Right.
That's great.
That's the story of that.
Kennedy, you want to go live to a video I just got from my wife?
Oh, your house is echoey.
That's
just the beginning.
Yeah, yep. She said that's been going on for like 10 minutes straight.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Mm. Yeah, but they do until they cry themselves to sleep. They're like babies. It's
right. All right, Annie, what you got for the podcast?
So I was telling Kennedy this morning, I was putting something in my trunk, Goodwill bags, and my trunk wouldn't close. Every time I tried to close it, it would beep this alarm and then pop open. And I thought I was hitting a sensor or something with the trash bags. Mm-hmm. Like maybe it was too much in it or whatever.
Right.
Did it about 10 times, kept beeping and popping open. And I was like, Jesus Christ, what's going on? So I Googled it. And I was like, oh, I wonder if, a latch is loose or something. I had to tighten it.
You hit a button or something.
And apparently with my new Honda, they have an anti-kidnapping thing, an anti-kidnapping feature. So if your extra key fob is in the trunk, which it was in my beach bag and I just didn't realize it, the trunk will automatically pop open because it thinks you're locked in the trunk with your extra key fob, which is just crazy to me.
That is wild.
Do you want to tape the key fob to your body for the rest of your life then, just in case?
Kind of. If someone's going to throw me in my trunk.
Hey, hang on a second. I got to grab something real quick.
Right. I would never have known that if I didn't, actually Google Honda, my make and model, all of that stuff.
So let's move. I don't know what your question is. And okay. I don't want to sidetrack you, but let's just play this out. So you're being kidnapped.
Yes.
The person is trying to stuff you into the trunk.
Yes.
They stuff you, they close it, bing, it opens back up.
And I say, surprise, bitch, guess who's back?
And then he goes.
Or you pretend to close it, and you hold it closed.
Right.
And then they drive away, and then you escape.
And then it pops.
But you didn't know you had it. So let's pretend you still don't know you had it.
I don't know.
You have no idea. So now a person who is trying to kidnap you slams it again, bing, opens back up. What happens now with the kidnapper?
Well, if he's a professional kidnapper, he's got bungee cords in his pocket, so he'll just wrap it up and then off she goes.
It's getting duct taped.
Yep.
The trunk's getting duct taped.
Yeah, professional kidnapper would have duct tape and rope. So
right.
There you go.
Or it's almost to me, it's like a comedy scene. Like it's Kevin Hart slams it down.
That's what and imagine, and you just see my face every time, like.
Slam, bing.
And I feel like I'm one of those people that I would just be so annoying to a kidnapper that they'd be like, oh, just leave. You're talking too much.
Agreed.
Get away from me. Can't you just go to sleep or something?
Slam. Bing.
And just me popping back open. But I don't know if you guys remember it. It was on social media maybe like a year ago or whatever. What's one thing you would post on social media that people would know you got kidnapped? Like for Kennedy, you could say like, I hate dogs or something. And people would be like, she's not okay.
I hate
dogs. She's not okay. She's not well. What's happening?
I can't wait to hang out with all my friends. That's what.
I can't wait to have plans 7 days a week. Bing. Kidnapped.
I have 3 plans today and I'm keeping them all.
I hate my family.
Yeah, right. There you go.
We'd be like,
nope. Carson's in trouble. Somebody help him. Blink
Something's
twice.
Happening.
Blink twice.
I hate my family and Bob Marley.
There it is.
Yep. They can all suck it.
I no longer drink dad beers. Somebody look up for Carson.
IPAs are trash.
I hate IPAs. Dan?
I'm really enjoying this Pittsburgh Steelers game.
That's pretty good. All right. Our last
Philadelphia
topic.
Is, in fact, not garbage.
All right. What do you got, Dan?
All right. I have 2 thoughts in my head. Do you guys want to do the sex one or the PG-13 one?
What's sex, Dan? Why don't we talk about it since I haven't had it?
Okay. Well, Kenny's like, let me.
We're going to do it this weekend at the Cape House. We haven't done that yet.
Hey, christen it.
You have a new puppy in the
you
house. You aren't doing anything.
There's so many new rooms. That's the best thing when you get new rooms. And
Mimi was there, and it was just we were tired from working and, you know, chainsawing.
Yeah. It's tough. Yeah. You got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Yep. So let's talk about dirty talk.
Dirty talk. I do the dirty thing.
Do you guys do dirty talk in the bedroom or no? Because I came across this very funny email that made me think about it.
No.
And it's this guy that goes, I always thought my wife enjoyed our bedroom life, but recently she asked me to spice things up by talking dirty to her.
Mm-hmm.
I tried, but she didn't like it.
Oh.
She didn't specifically tell me what she wanted to hear, but I guess I did it wrong. She just said, be spontaneous and sexy. Hit me.
I will answer your question. But first off, women.
Yes.
You can't ask your man for something, not give him instruction, and then get pissed when he tries.
Yeah, no.
I'm sorry. That bothers me directly.
You like that?
Like, okay, so if you don't want to be called a bitch, then say I don't want to be called a bitch or whatever.
Right. Dan's like, get some.
Think of something more creative than dirty girl.
But I just mean to say, if he tried and you asked, you can't complain.
He made an effort, sure.
That's just 100%. Mean. And yes, Dan, I do.
Right.
I just feel like, I don't know, maybe it's just like me and I feel like more women my age like are more empowered sexually. Like if I want something, I'm just going to let you know.
100%.
And I'm going to tell you how and detail it out because what is the point?
That's the best way. Communication
is
so important.
There's 2 people involved.
And I think there's reciprocity there too. Like,
absolutely.
If I'm not doing something right, I would really appreciate you letting me know.
Let me know.
It's only going to make me better in the long run.
We both want to make each other feel good, right?
Correct.
Let's work together.
Let's do it.
This is a team building exercise.
Correct.
Yes, I do, Dan.
Well, if my wife and I were a team, we'd be the New England Patriots.
Just right saying. Now? Or
you don't talk much. You just go in there and do your job.
We just do our job, and everybody wins. Like, we get championships. I'm just saying. It's just we've been together for so long. We know what each other likes.
Sure. I mean, and that happens when you're in a relationship.
We just, like, know which buttons to push.
You're gonna have to.
Carson pretending to hype up his sex life just went, nope.
No, it's I think, you know, I think with – Yeah, you know, if you ask Lana, obviously a little bit more is what she would ask for.
Right.
But
we don't always want more. Maybe
no, but Lana would say that. That's no. probably her.
As
her
would gripe. As would Brittany probably.
You know, more of it would be good. But I think when it's happening, and it's funny, we always say that when we get done, we're like, why don't we do this more often?
Yeah.
We're like, I know, right? Like, this is awesome.
I wonder why that I'm not like.
It's just because of so many things that go on in your life. It's
so hard to picture in my head.
I know, but when you've just had a heated argument about home, you know,
right? You're
at
talking
home,
about like finances,
or
and
right, or your mother-in-law.
Instead of planning for a date night where you can get dressed up and look pretty,
right,
sure, have planning
right.
ahead what you want to do. So
absolutely,
right. I think it's, you know, trying to maintain that
right.
spontaneity while still mm-hmm. making date nights and stuff mm-hmm. like that is so important when you're in long-term mm-hmm. relationships. Mm-hmm. You know,
right?
Like you guys.
I think we've been on it, and I think there are times too we go through dry spells. But I think it's been pretty good recently, although it has been probably a week or two, just because of everything's been going on. But I would say it's still been pretty good overall since the pandemic hit. It's been pretty good, I think.
So what do you guys think makes for good dirty talk then?
I think that absolutely and wholeheartedly depends on what the two of you want out of it.
100%.
You know what I mean? Like if you're going to reenact some kind of weird scenario, well, then everybody needs to know their role and their script.
Right. I'm about that shit, too. I let my freak flag fly.
Which is fine, but as long as everybody's on the same sheet, like,
right.
Go ahead.
A little Nurse Dan role play. We love to see it.
Oh, no, for sure. I'm always adding wrinkles in and kind of fun stuff. Why not? Life is short.
Especially, well, when you're comfortable with someone in a relationship, too. Because
yep.
I feel mm-hmm. like... Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not a first date thing.
No. Well, at least
although, wait.
I know, that'd be a wild first
never
date.
Mind.
Like, well.
Okay, that's the end of this. We'll end right there.
Yeah, you like that.
I guess so.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.